Boxing is an activity in which each of two men, by delivering a series of repeated sharp blows to the head, attempts to render the other senseless, leaving him lying on the floor unable to act rationally, defend himself, or even stand up. If one of the two men is knocked down and beaten into an only partially blank and helpless mental state, the other is made to stand aside and the contest is halted momentarily, while the damaged man regains just enough strength to stand up and have the beating continue, to the point where he is again lying on the floor, this time completely immobile and functionless. Afterward, the two men embrace in a display of good sportsmanship.
Hi, Billy. I'm Uncle John. I came up to say goodnight. You remember your Uncle John, don't you? You remember the time I took you down to the beach and we set the hot dog stand on fire and three people died? Wasn't that fun? Remember running away from the police and how we hid in the sewer and Uncle John got poo-poo all over him and he wiped it on your coat? You remember? Then I took you to the bar and got drunk and vomited on the jukebox. And sparks started flying out of the jukebox and a fire started. And all the people were screaming. Remember that? Remember the screaming and the ambulances? Wasn't that fun? And do you remember that other time, the time I took you to the circus? The lion got loose and ate a monkey. Remember? Wasn't that fun? And then they had to kill the lion. And the monkeys got real sad, so they had to kill the monkeys, too. Wasn't that great? And then the man fell off the trapeze and smashed into the ground, and they had to kill him. And all the other trapeze people got real sad, and they had to kill them, too. Huh? Wasn't that fun? Why are you crying, Billy? Please don't cry. Please, if you stop crying, I'll take you to the rodeo. Wouldn't that be fun? Maybe someone will get trampled or gored. They got horses and cows, too, you know? Maybe they'll have to kill a horsey or a cow. And if they kill a cow, maybe we'll get to eat them in a hamburger. Wouldn't that be fun? Please don't cry. Hey, you remember the time you fell out of my car? Huh? Remember you were looking out the window and we went around a corner real fast to keep from hitting that lady and you went flying out the window and hit the pole head first. And the doctor had to sew your head up with a big needle. I got a boat now, Billy. You want to go out on my boat? I promise I'll be careful. Are you asleep yet? Billy? Billy, please stop crying.
This is about redundancies, and it's called Count the Superfluous Redundant Pleonastic Tautologies. My fellow countrymen, I speak to you as co-equals, knowing you are deserving of the honest truth. And let me warn you in advance, my subject matter concerns a serious crisis caused by an event in my past history, the execution-style killing of a security guard on a delivery truck. At that particular point in time, I found myself in a deep depression, making mental errors, which seemed as though they might threaten my future plans. I am not over-exaggerating. I needed a new beginning, so I decided to pay a social visit to a personal friend with whom I share the same mutual objectives and who is one of the most unique individuals I have ever personally met. The end result was an unexpected surprise. When I reiterated again to her the fact that I needed a fresh start, she said I was exactly right, and as an added plus, she came up with a final solution that was absolutely perfect. Based on her past experience, she felt we needed to join together in a common bond for a combined total of 24 hours a day in order to find some new initiatives. What a novel innovation. And as an extra bonus, she presented me with the free gift of a tuna fish. Right away, I noticed an immediate positive improvement. And although my recovery is not totally complete, the sum total is I feel much better now, knowing I am not uniquely alone. Hello. We're the ones who control your lives. We make the decisions that affect all of you. Isn't it interesting to know that those who run your lives would have the nerve to tell you about it in this manner? Suffer, you fools. We know everything you do, and we know where you go. What do you think the cameras are for? And the global positioning satellites? And the social security numbers? You belong to us. And it can't be changed. Sign your petitions, walk your picket lines, bring your lawsuits, cast your votes, and write those stupid letters to whomever you please. You won't change a thing. Because we control your lives, and we have plans for you. Go back to sleep. It came from out of the sky. I find it discouraging and a bit depressing when I notice the unequal treatment afforded by the media.